Do you think we're kind of random?
What do you mean?
You and me.
Like together?
Yeah.
Random, yeah. It is really random.
That's so funny. I don't think, like, a few months ago, if you had told me that, I would be like, what?
Yeah.
Laguna Beach Season 2, 215. The end of the beginning of the end? Hello and welcome to the number one Laguna Beach podcast in the internet, in the world today. It's the Coming Clean podcast, your retrospective podcast, giving you the fans' perspective on MTV's Laguna Beach in the Hills. My name is Marty, and this traitor across the line is...
Big Ball of Sam. Right. Keep on pimping.
Ugh.
G.
Ugh.
Hey, never mind.
That bus passes. we're gonna jump right in here. I'm not gonna ask you how you are because I'm still upset about last week, but we have some big Lagoon news, and I think we did something big, Sam.
We created a movement.
We did, and we have had, as of this recording, we have had a record week of listeners, so thank you to all the good people and robots out there who have been clicking, liking, commenting, subscribing, doing all that good stuff to the podcast. But Sam, well, like we've really started this movement, and I think MTV listened to us and they did something huge. They announced something huge.
Yeah, they read all my fan fiction that I've been trying to get.
And of course, again, another bus is passing, so I apologize for that to the good listeners, but enjoy the mellow sounds of St. Paul Metro Transit Authority. Very efficient. But we got a new show coming up.
Yeah, I can't wait. Do you want me to drop it? Should we do a little trumpet action?
Sure. I will insert the sound effects in post.
Yeah, so MTV they released it at the MTV Movie Awards, and they are going to be doing something called Siesta Key, where it is basically The Hills, but in Florida.
Yes, I think they're following college students, right?
Yeah, I think they're saying it was the end of freshman year, and right, it's them coming back after college. Yeah, so, and we all know how crazy that is.
Yes, and I think this just calls for, I know we're the retrospective podcast, but I think it's our duty as the leaders of this movement to possibly have a accompaniment, at least for the duration of that season.
Yeah, until it possibly gets taken off the air, but we're going to ride it. We're going to ride it out.
Yeah, so stay tuned. We're going to work some stuff out. We'll announce it as it gets closer, but it premieres in July, and we're very excited. All right, so... more from that, I'm sure, as the weeks pass by. I'm psyched for it, but let's go back to 2005 to our episode from this week. What are we talking about this week, Sam?
We are talking about the end of the beginning. So we got a little graduation, we got a little dating, and then dating at graduation. Doubles.
Tightly packed there. Let's start off. Give me your takeaway.
My takeaway is Jason's grandparents are super rich.
All right. Fact.
That's one of the big things I took away.
Complete fact.
How about you? You got anything good?
I do. And my big takeaway is Alex Lauren H., not very good with sayings.
She could join our pod because there's been countless sayings that we've gotten wrong, mainly myself.
I'm sure some fans have have put together a list of all the wrong things we've said, and I don't want to see it because I don't like reading, obviously. It's hard enough reading our semi-script, which
yeah,
is
maybe
like
one,
four words.
Maybe one day we'll get to do a splice episode for you all.
Are you giving me more work right now?
Maybe. It's Marty's podcast of how to edit videos called... Editing videos by Marty.
And that's coming off of Sam's spinoff podcast, making podcast titles for dummies. All right, we'll take a quick break and come back and talk about some graduation action and some other stuffs.
We've been watching for days through the desert, babe. Both walking on different tracks. With no sign that we'll ever find water. No way of ever turning back. Loving you don't come with instructions.
As we move our tassels from right to left, you two are now graduating onto episode discussion time.
Yes, plenty to discuss today. And
yeah, let's get our...
Hold on. I'm sorry, but what is this? Just breaking down the fourth wall here. We have bullet points on what we're talking about, and we're going to talk about... I don't know what's going on right now, but it's supposed to say Elsie and Jason are dating, but who wrote farted? Elsie and Jason farted dating?
You got pranked. You got pranked. It's the biggest prank of all time that just went down.
So Sam, messing with my lack of reading skills right now.
You just Ron Burgundy'd the hell out of that.
Hey, I caught it before I read it.
So funny.
Shouts to Faraj Fardas, rugby player for France.
Great name.
All right.
Beat up. Why he's in rugby.
All right, shake that off. Shake that off. All right, let's talk about Elsie and Jason, who are pursuing this, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, they're hot and heavy. We got a makeout scene. Mm-hmm.
They kiss weird.
They do. It's little pecks, man. It's little pecks.
It's uncomfortable.
Well, yeah, it's weird to watch, but in the moment, I can see how it's, like, nice. But... Okay. But I come up with an idea that I think their whole relationship is probably 70% near water, and then 50% is in an actual like hot tub.
Yeah, they do hit up the hot tub a lot.
Yeah, and then Jason, they're at the beach. So like,
right.
Out of all the scenes we've seen them together, I think they've only been not in or near water was when they went on that dinner date.
Which was by the shore anyway, though.
Yeah, so 100%.
Maybe I mean, like 95, because the drive to the restaurant was probably like all pavement. But yeah, good point.
They might be sea people.
Well, she is a wonderful mermaid, and he's a merman. Merman!
Merman, Dad!
But, so Jason... Making some moves, and are they define the relationship, I guess.
Yeah, I mean it's going around town that they're officially dating.
Yeah, so again, these are some of the labels that I have trouble with. But what do they? How did they define dating? Like they went on out. I can't speak.
Well,
right
I
now.
Think it's
they went out on dates, so are they technically dating, or does dating mean they're going steady? Like I don't know the definitions here. Like how what's the hierarchy here?
So the first time they went on a date, they were dating.
Okay, so if you went on a date, then you've dated, I guess you technically dated that person.
Yeah, you're in the process of dating.
Mm-hmm.
But if you, it seems like they've, like, if you hang outside of dinners or, like, going on an actual date and you hang outside of it, like, going to the beach and whatnot, then you become almost officially dating where you're kind of basically, you're exclusively dating.
Okay, so...
And then when Jason throws the "I love you" out there at the end of the episode,
it's a bit much.
It's a pretty much a confirm.
Well, he didn't say "I love you." He said "I love Lauren."
It could be some other Lauren.
Yeah, he never specified.
Yeah, I mean Jason's slick like that. He just throws it out there. He also likes to use like "hun" or "babe."
Yeah.
Whenever he first meets him, and that's definitely a ploy for him to make sure that he doesn't forget somebody's name.
That's good call. Good call. I wouldn't have pointed that out, but that's actually a very good call because, I mean, is this? I guess this delves a little bit away from the pattern that he was on from Alex M and Jessica because I don't think he said that to them. But
no,
still, and, they're pretty high here.
Yeah, and he actually has like it seems that he has like actual conversations with LC.
Sure, implied.
Yeah, I mean, like, you can see them talking. Like, we actually saw his mouth moving rather than the standard, like, no, you didn't do that. Like, something like that. Or, like, what are you and what am I?
Yeah, I think his sustained conversation with Alex M lasted about one dinner.
Yeah.
Because remember, we were raving about it. It's like, oh, he's actually, like, he's a human being who is having a conversation right now.
Yeah, and then that didn't last.
Yeah, so, I mean, I still think the clock's ticking here.
Yeah, the chances are, knowing Jason's track record, the chances of this blowing up in his face is 93%.
Yeah, probably by this time next week, Jason farted, and he has ruined this relationship again, but that's... That's me calling the shot. We'll figure it out if I have to apologize next week.
Yeah, we haven't done an apology in a long time, so we might be due.
True. So a couple more things. As you said, your takeaway, Jason's grandparents, super rich, great house, another nice car parked in the on the outside.
Yeah, like that pool over, like they were on top of a mountain, basically.
Right.
Overlooking... all the whole beach, like, good for Jason's grandparents.
Yeah, successful people as far as we know. I don't know, I'm not gonna Google it because I don't want to ruin the image just in case. We've done that before.
What,
Google someone's parent and found undesirable results?
Yeah, let's not delve into that.
Yeah, so okay, so we got that. They were on the beach. My only other note here is it's just annoying to me when I see people wearing jeans at the beach, and Elsa was.
Only if it's like nighttime, though. Like if you're doing a nighttime bonfire.
Yeah, because the intent. Like Jason went surfing.
Supposedly.
Yeah.
I just brought the board in.
Yeah. And yeah, he did almost forget to take it. So.
He's like, this is not even mine.
Yeah, so I mean, we'll keep an eye out for this relationship. Not super hopeful for it, but you know, we'll see.
Hey, if you believe in true love, then this relationship is gonna go far.
Well, let's talk about another relationship that was broken and is now back together, and it's Casey and Alex M building bridges, mending fences. Graduation is a time for healing, and it looks like they've patched things up. What other cliches can I use for making up?
Bygones.
Right. So, you know, they let the water under the bridge, and this is just adding to the compilation of sayings that we probably got wrong, but I'm like 82% confident.
It's how the cracker crumbles.
All right, so Casey and Alex M making up through lunch, which I mean, I guess I think we called it too, where we said that Graduation would probably be when
bring everybody together.
Yeah, like you can hold grudges until Graduation, then it's kind of not worth it.
Yeah, I mean, this probably was the fakest get back together I've ever seen. Either that or just like how it was kind of shot. They didn't really talk about much. All three of the other girls, Morgan S. and Casey and Alex, all seem kind of like, ugh, we're here. Right. And like all you had were sandwiches, which I would have been fine with. Like,
yeah, but I bet
Imelda was really good at Imelda was really good at making sandwiches. They looked pretty good.
Yeah, but I mean, you already busted out the quesadillas before and then you go back to cold sandwiches. Like, come on.
I mean, if it's a Capricola sandwich, I'm like,
oh, well.
That's better than quesadilla.
Do you think, I guess this is my question, A, was Casey actually sincere in wanting to heal this relationship? And B, do you think Alex M actually forgave her?
Well, they look so pretty. Sorry, that was me trying to be Casey. What was I say?
Is she sincere about her apology? And is Alex forgiving her?
Yeah, so I think Casey is sincere about her apology, that she's like, she knows she's did something wrong and she kind of slighted him.
Yep.
And she wants to get back into good graces, but I don't think Alex M and like Taylor are very like, I think they were just like, let's smooth it over, but I'm not gonna like go out of my way to, yeah, Alex even said she's not gonna go out of her way to hang out with her,
right? And I mean, even if Alex M doesn't, and I agree with you, I think Casey seems like the type, based on the show, that's the caveat that we have to do, is the type of person that just wants everyone to like her. So she's just trying to do that. And then Alex M, I mean, she's just, I don't blame her if she doesn't forgive her. And if she didn't, then she just took Casey's advice from a couple weeks ago when she said, forgive, don't forget.
Yeah, I mean, I respect it. Keep everything nicey-nice, but if you don't want to hang out with somebody, you don't have to hang out with anybody.
Yep, and yeah, I mean, I have nothing else to add to that one. They kind of just, it is what it is there.
Yeah, and I like to bring when Morgan S. brought up the whole thing about whoever was speaking at the event and was like, look around, you will probably not talk to 95% of the people here. And like, in high school, you're like, oh, that's not true. And then once I got to college and beyond that, I'm like, yep, that's pretty much true.
Yeah, that's like the biggest lie that people say about. The worst is like when you go to like summer camp in high school and you're like, oh, we're going to keep in touch. And you're like, yeah, okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Get me on Facebook and I'll look at your photos like 5 years down the road and see what you're doing.
And I mean, I think the numbers are a little better out of college based on who I still talk to out of college compared to the people I knew in college, but the 95% number is accurate. I just did a quick calculation because I was like, that seems true because I only really talked to two people from my high school, like literally two people. But when you graduate from a class of 19, then that's still like 11% of the class.
You have better odds. Yeah. I mean, I basically talked to like three people out of 300 in the class, so I'm at like 1%.
Yeah. So I would say the average between us two is pretty accurate, 95%. And that's I'm guessing she meant, oh no, it wasn't from the graduation speech, I guess. Or was it?
Yeah, I think it was kind of like, no, well, I don't think it was Alex B. She was saying some guy. So they probably had, you have the valedictorian, you probably bring in some other speaker.
Right.
Like Betsy DeVos would probably come in that whole situation. a little political talk right there.
Yeah. I don't know who she is because it's 2005, but let's transition in then to the end of the beginning? The beginning of the end of the beginning, which is, I think, is a Smashing Pumpkins album for some reason.
I did not delve into Smashing Pumpkins.
Oh, no, I think it was a song. I think it was on Batman.
Which one?
Forever?
Batman. Is that,
no, Batman and Robin. Clooney? Batman and Robin. I think it was Clooney, Batman and Robin. Clooney O'Donnell. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
The
best Batman of all time.
Yeah, O'Donnell should get more roles.
Yeah, man. Runaway Bride.
Crowded. Oh, great movie. Great movie.
We'll save that
it's not Runaway Bride, is it?
I think so.
What is his name? Michael O'Donnell?
No, Chris O'Donnell.
Chris O'Donnell? It was
Runaway Bride was Richard Gere, my bad.
Yeah, and he's not the bride.
Hold on, Chris O'Donnell. This is a sneak peek at the continuation of this retrospective podcast, After the Hills. Riveting audio here.
The Bachelor.
The Bachelor?
When he was Jimmy Shanahan.
The real Bachelor.
Yes, the real Bachelor. This was after Batman and Robin. Yes. So in 99, he was in The Bachelor, and then he was in Vertical Limit in 2000, which is highly recommended.
Yes, and spoiler of my recommendation today, also the star of Cats and Dogs, The Revenge. So check that out. But we've got way off here. So let's go back to Laguna, and let's talk about Graduation. And I want to start off with Talon, who I don't. Can you explain to me what just happened there? I heard something about a GED, but you finished high school. Like, you don't need your GED if you're not walking.
Well, I don't know. They didn't really go into it. They said he just didn't want to walk. So did he just not want to? Either that or he did terrible in school and he failed and he's just going to get his GED. Like, I think you can get the option to walk. Mm-hmm. In the ceremony, but you don't get anything in your diploma.
Got it.
You can just do the ad thing and then graduate.
It's like they just give you a roll of toilet paper or something.
Yeah, that's disrespectful. But
this is
it's just like an empty it's just like an empty thing.
Yeah, just like a piece of paper.
Yeah, which is like, dude, you couldn't get some C's, get degrees, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know the situation there.
And okay, so last year we got some pretty good mix of Major and Repug gifts. Shout out to the Cheap Heat Podcast and sweet, sweet Peter Rosenberg. This year, what do you think of the gifts? A lot of jewelry.
A lot of diamonds. Very diamond heavy. I think how many out of the people that we saw. Was it everybody who got diamonds except Kristen?
Except Kristen and Alex M, who got the trip to Spain, which is awesome.
Yeah, that was the best, hands down, the best gift.
Yeah, of either season.
For a whole month.
Yeah, I mean, the cars are cool, but a month in Spain on your parents.
And a month of just eating Spanish ham.
Hey, Marty's advice corner here. Don't... Though Iberico ham is the most succulent and expensive ham in the planet, do not eat 100 grams of it before getting on a 16-hour flight. You will likely have a heart attack on the plane.
Just the salt intake alone.
Yes, for 16 hours, I thought like I was going to die.
Yeah, but prior to that, it was probably pretty awesome.
Oh, it was like... I don't know. It was like the best ham and the best cheese combined. It was like funky and rich and delicious. Mm. We can't do a food. Everyone's doing a food thing now. That's the
end. Yeah, but
thing.
We do it just on cured meats.
Yes.
We do have a little background in that experience.
True, true. It's going to be called Curious About Cured Meats with Sam and Marty. Boom. Crushed it. That's what I get for listening to... Naming Podcasts for Dummies by Sam. All right, we've completely diverted again, but so some good gifts, pretty basic gifts.
Yeah, I liked how what I didn't like, which I was a little suspect of, was when Dennis gave Kristen, she did get the car for graduation, but then he gave the frying pan. And we only saw Kristen thanking her father. This is 2005. So she should be thanking Judith as well.
Are you digging up some beef here? Some cured
beef? I don't
know.
I'm just saying, like, Kristen, you should have said thank you to both parents. Maybe they cut it early. I don't know. I'm not pointing fingers, but just saying, it would have been nice. It is your mother. It is your mother. You should thank your mother.
Especially on the week of Mother's Day. Call your parents, folks.
Yeah. Use promo code COMINGCLEAN at thebooks.com and send your mother some flowers.
All right. That's not going to work. And
you're going to get 0% off.
Okay, so we got the gifts. Funny dad joke of, hey, it's so you can cook something up for your future. Something like that.
Oh, that was pretty sick, actually. I didn't even get that when he said it.
All right, the ceremony, pretty standard. Same setting as last year. Alex B. with her speech. Kind of depressing speech.
Yeah, I don't think it was as good as Beanie's speech.
Yeah, Jonathan crushed it. His was more hopeful. Hers was like, why do we have to say goodbye?
Yeah, it's like, don't leave this place.
Right.
And like, whoa, that's deep.
Yeah, but so better luck next time, Alex B. I hope you were the valedictorian of your college so you get your redemption. They seemed into it, though.
Yeah, I think they liked it. They liked the whole Starbucks joke.
Right.
And like a Forever 21 or whatever. I don't know what else she said, but
Valet parking,
yeah. I mean, you gotta keep it lighthearted.
Yep.
To start off and then kind of hit them with the feels later on.
Right. And we... Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay. I was just going to say, we saw Cedric and Jason preparing for graduation, but we didn't really see them at the ceremony.
Well, Jason is wearing that sick pepper shirt to graduation, putting no effort in whatsoever. No. And then Ced had a full-on wardrobe. That whole interaction was great. Like, Jason knocking away his hand, like he's going to give him like a high five or a handshake, yeah. And then they went for the hug.
Yeah.
Ced trying to, you know, try on different clothes, and Jason's like, yeah, man, sweet. It was awesome.
I mean, typical guys.
Well, we saw Ced walking down. He said hi to, like, somebody's dad.
Oh, okay. I didn't notice.
We didn't see Jason, but he was walking behind, I think it was with, like, Taylor's group and all them.
Oh. Well, either way, it was, you know, standard graduation fare. It was just a music montage.
Yes. I do have one pain point, though, on graduations as a whole.
Oh, hot take on graduations. Here we go.
I don't think throwing the mortar boards up in the air at the end is, like, a good idea.
Because?
I mean, dangerous. Like, some easily one person at graduation catches one, though, like, to the top of the head, to the eye. Like, those pointy things are hard, and they're not soft.
That's what hard is.
Yeah, I meant, like, it's a cardboard. Like, it's pointy, and it's gonna, like, poke you in the noggin.
Yeah, I mean, people, well, you can imagine the effect of that on 19 people. It just looks like people were littering at that point.
Well, yeah, and then I went to an all-boys school, so you got, like, 300 guys.
Aggressively.
Yeah. Oh, it was aggressive.
The hormones in that area.
Yeah. Just Axe body spray, and then these mortar boards are flying to, like, some kids threw them hard. Like,
wait,
it was
like
dangerous.
Forward? You're supposed to throw it straight up.
I mean, kids were throwing forward, diagonal, like, all over the place.
I mean, I always thought that was, like, a nice, like, keepsake, and I know my mother wanted to, like, keep those as memories, so when everyone, like, threw it up, I, like, pretended to throw it, but I just kept a hold of it.
Yeah, you like, stuff it under your shirt or something.
Yeah, but, all right, so, happy graduation to everyone. We got a few more episodes left for this season, and I'm sure there's plenty more drama to pick up before we end this and go to the hills, but Let's wrap this episode up. Just a quick hit here. Something we saw in passing was Steven and Kristen friends again?
I feel like this could be the end of their... I mean, yeah, they're friends, but hopefully this is the end of their whole romance.
Yeah.
It's like finally graduation. It's time to graduate on with your past relationship.
Yep, agreed. And, oh, one final take here. I am starting to develop a massive appreciation for Jessica, who is probably the most hilarious character here. Just between... She's like a combination of... Now she's just... She went from like super sad Jessica. Now she's like the embodiment of law or theory of Dieter.
Well, I thought Dieter was funny in this episode when he was, like, joking. I don't know if he was joking to, like, run over her or something like that.
But I just think every scene that she's in is, like, hilarious. And her, like, little side comments are funny. So...
Which, like, when the... Oh, well, this is a different side comment. It was when Alex and Kristen were hanging out in the bedroom. And then they're like, oh, we're going to probably get the freshman 15...
Oh, yeah.
Like, when did we do? And then Kristen was like very mean, was like, you probably will. And they're like, they're like, great one.
Yeah, Alex can spread it out. She's 17 feet tall.
Yeah.
Maybe her freshman 15, she'll add like 15 inches to her height.
Oh, shit. put on some muscle.
Yeah. But yeah, I was talking about the Jessica one that stood out to me was, well, she had a side comment when Alex H. told her about LC and Jason dating, but also when she couldn't tell what right from left was.
Oh my god.
And they were giving her crap for it, and then she was like, I was just kidding.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, like, oh, I know it. Like, yeah, and then she has, then you have to hold up your two hands, make the left and right symbol.
I mean, sometimes it has to be done.
Yeah. Oh my god. And then I think her mom or somebody was like, oh, you're the first one to graduate from the family.
I think that was. Well, her sister, Denise? What was her name? I don't know her name.
Yeah, that was like Debbie.
All right, so we'll end on that high note with... Oh, boy. We'll come right back, crown an MVP of the week, and, you know, relive our times with our last days in Laguna Beach High School when we come back.
I'm putting my faith in you.
Right, so we've graduated, we've cried our eyes out, and now it's time for, I was about to say the last time this season, but no, because we have like four episodes left, but let's just crown, as we always do, our MVP of the week. All right, Sam, who is your MVP of the week?
All right, I'm going to kick it off with Alex M.
Ooh.
As we were saying earlier, she was mending fences, but keeping a little hole open so that she can escape from Casey. Always smart move. And I think just all in all, she looked like she had a fun time dancing with Taylor after getting the diploma. Yeah, good on her. I mean, she was the only one who I felt like did anything productive.
All right, yeah, I'm actually going to agree with that. And I think Alex M. making a strong case for MVP of the season.
Yes. She's slowly building a good case. Like, she's like Jordan after winning two championships.
All right, so congrats to Alex M., unanimous MVP of the week. And now multiple-time MVP of the week. This might be her fourth. So,
wow.
Strong throwing.
Very unexpected.
Yes. Okay. So, let's bring ourselves back to 2005, and we're at the halls of Laguna Beach High School. We just got our yearbooks, and we got to sign some yearbooks, man.
Oh, man. I can't wait to sign your yearbook.
Yeah, we'll sign each other's yearbooks later. We'll save some space. Dibs on the top left corner of the front cover.
Okay, you got it.
So just like prom, we have our buddies coming up to us. This time, not for a dance, but asking for us to write on their yearbook. So we're going to have to think up some messages for our friends here at Laguna. And we have our hats ready. And we're going to pick some names out of them. And you're going to have to, well, we're going to have to write some messages for our friends. Again, that's a long way of explaining something that is probably straightforward. But let me pick the first name out of the hat for you. Because here comes your buddy, Sed.
Oh, Sed. Nice to see you, man.
Hey, can you sign my yearbook?
Oh, yeah, sure. Appreciate it. So this is what I would write in Sed's yearbook. Dear Sed, you've been such a great friend through all these years, driving me around from place to place, date to date. Keep it up, man. And keep on practicing your softball swings from the beginning of the year. I think you really improved. Much love.
Yeah. Sam.
Sam. Clearly, I've done this before.
All right. So, Sed's a happy camper. He walked right past me, so because apparently it's either you or me who are signing people's yearbooks today, because that's a weird rule. But it's our show. So, Sam, go pick a name out of the hat for me.
Yeah, so as we're walking down the hallway, we stopped at the water bubbler. And guess who's coming up in out of nowhere? Who? And she walked right by me. Ooh. And it is Morgan S.
Ooh.
She really wants your, after that prom date, she really wants you to sign her yearbook.
All right. Well, this is going to be an easy one because, you know, Morgan S. and I have built some memories. I've written, have watched some shows. So here we go. Dear Morgan S., first of all, I don't know why I'm calling you Morgan S. on the yearbook.
There's multiple Morgans.
Yes. But, dear Morgan S., I don't know why I'm calling you Morgan S. on the yearbook. But it's kind of funny, right? LOL. Did I just invent LOL?
You might have.
Thanks for all the memories. We had fun. Prom was fun. The Jason Mraz show was fun. I'm sorry for leaving you at the Best Western. But hey, we made some good memories, and I hope it continues. I'll see you at college, because I will go to whatever college you went to, and I hope it's DeVry, because it's the only one I got into. If not, see you when I see you. This might not make sense. One love. Peace. MM. I get nervous around her. I'm sorry.
You rambled into her book.
And I wrote it on the page with her principal's picture on it. So sorry again, Morgan S.
And sorry to Mr. Benefitch.
All right. And okay, so we've awkwardly said bye to Morgan. Hugs and kisses. And here's Jessica, you can talk to her. You can write on your yearbook. I'm gonna go to bathroom.
Oh, damn! All right. Well, since I'm here, dear Jessica, you are always so sad. Here's a tissue. Hopefully, your life gets better after this. But I think you're great, beautiful, smart. And you're shining light throughout my high school years. Always be happy and healthy. Sam.
All right. So, Jessica, you know, you pose for a picture, hug it out. And who's coming up next? Oh, they're coming right at me. Who is it?
Oh, right when you get out of the bathroom and your hands haven't fully dried yet. It's... Oh, crap. This is an awkward interaction. It's Jeff.
Oh, hey, Jeff. All right. I give him a wet high five. And I'm like, ha, tricked you, Jeff. And he's like, bro. And I get his yearbook. And here we go. Dear Jeff, You're the man. Later, Marty.
Nice, short and sweet. I like it.
That's all he needs to know. That Jeff's the man, man. All right, again, hug it out with Jeff. Another wet high five here. Let me just wipe my hands on my pants while you deal with... Oh, it's your boy Jason.
Whoa, sup, Jason? I give him a high five. We do a double back pat hug. I snag his yearbook. I rip out a page. And then I put it back in because I didn't feel that was very nice to do. And I say, Dear Jason, suds, not duds. Peace out, S dog.
Did you just drop the mic?
I dropped his book on the floor.
Oh. Are you Jason's bully?
No, we're cool, but I might have to bully him. Oh. Somebody's got to be top dog around here.
Oh, going for that alpha spot.
Yeah.
All right, who's up next?
Well, as you mistakenly kicked Jason's book across the floor because you were walking by and didn't see it, you somehow crash into Alex H.
Ooh, Alex H.
Yeah, because you couldn't see her, but that's almost impossible.
All right, here we go. Let's talk to Alex, or not talk to her, but all right. Hey, Alex H. You got a phone book on you? Because, dear Alex H., how's the weather up there? Get it? Because you're tall. LOL. Marty.
Wow, these are some pretty touching comments that are being thrown around.
Yeah, I stayed at home a lot. I only hung out with Morgan S., and it was always awkward. But, you know, it's that quality in me that I think she liked. Okay. Oh, Casey's coming. I'm just gonna walk away right now. I'm gonna hang out with Alex H for a bit. You go talk to Casey.
Oh, hey Casey. Hold on 1 second while I jot this down. Dear Casey, I know you are the new girl, and we had such a great time together, even though I barely talked to you. That was a cool prom dress you had. I really respect it. And I love all the sandwiches that you brought around. Thank you. S dog.
All right. So Casey has skipped away, and who's up next?
Yeah. So we're almost to the door to lead out of the whole high school because we both feel very awkward and we need to get out of there.
Mm-hmm.
But guess who's blocking the doorway?
Oh, geez. Who is it?
It's Alex M., and she wants to get your signature and a nice little note from you in her book.
All right. This is, you know, we've hung out. Dear Alex M., I know we'll be friends way after this. You're probably one of my favorite people I've gone to high school with. I'm sorry I didn't invite you to my party, but Sam already did. I was told you were pursuing a music career by the narrator, but I've never seen you sing or talk about a singing aspiration. But good luck with that anyway. Party. I'm right, right? We never seen her sing.
No, we saw zero singing from Alex M., which I'm pretty upset about.
Yeah, I mean, we...
We needed some comparison to Christina's ability.
Exactly. All right. Well, okay, we're heading up to Sedscar. He's driving us home, but Kristen wants a last-minute signage from you.
Well, I tried hiding because she was pretty, said some mean things, but I guess I'll have to sign it anyways.
You're in her crew.
Yeah, well, that doesn't mean she doesn't stop saying mean things to even people in her crew. Hey, Kristen. I had such a great time over these past 4 years, hanging out together, being in a crew. Me, you, Alex, Lauren H., sometimes Jessica. But you say some hurtful things, and my feelings kind of hurt. So, I don't know if we're friends anymore.
No.
later. S-Dog.
Oh! That was me and Cedric in the background.
Because I narrated everything that I was writing to her. We just broke up as friends.
And then she slapped you.
Well, that happens.
All right, so we're getting in the car. It's about to... Oh, man. I think I see a figure walking up. Who is that?
Well, no. Actually, that figure is now not walking. He's jumping on his skateboard and hitching a ride to the back of Sed's car.
Ooh.
He pulls up at the next stoplight, and guess who it is? It's your buddy Talon.
Oh, great. All right, give me your freaking yearbook, Talon. Dear Talon, you're not graduating. You don't deserve this, Marty.
Oh my God.
Just kidding. Just kidding. Dear Talon, I think you were misunderstood at the beginning of the school year. I really didn't like you, but then I just less not like you now. So that's an improvement, Marty.
Also, only anybody can hope for is to be less not liked.
Yes, that's the dream. And I'll be chasing the dream in our next segment as well as I try to extend my lead. It's trivia time when we come back.
I've never made a meal of my emotions. Not a melodramatist nor a love alarm. Have you noticed there's no way to my devotion? You...
Tick, 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 tick. It's trivia time. Welcome back. Time for Today in History. We're going over October 24th, 2005. I'll be asking Marty a series of 5 questions. He's currently leading 13 to my 11. So hopefully I can get some stump in there, but there's still dreams for me to win. Marty, are you ready for this trivia?
Yes.
All right, question number 1. On this day, this starter or maker of the modern civil rights movement died at 92 due to natural causes. The public transportation in Montgomery, Alabama was never the same. Who is this person?
I'm going to go with... trying to think of American history. Montgomery, Alabama, you said?
Yep. Civil rights movement.
Is it Rosa Parks?
It is Rosa Parks.
Nice.
Yeah. She died.
Well, not nice that she died, but...
No. She's dead.
All right. 1 point.
All right. Question number 2. And they only get harder and harder. Hurricane Blank made landfall in Florida, causing $20.6 billion in damage. The hurricane was not as nice as Fred Flintstone's wife. What is the name of the hurricane?
I'm guessing based on that clue... No, not Betty. Wilma?
Wilma is correct.
Yeah. Who's Betty? Betty's Barney's yes. wife.
Yeah. I was hoping I'd trip you up, but I guess not. All right, let's get political.
Sure.
Because what's better than politics? President Bush nominated Blank to replace Alan Greenspan as Federal Reserve Board Chairman. Who was this man? I'm pretty sure we talked about him in our sophomore year accounting class.
Is it Federal Reserve? I see his face.
This one, I'm going to be so impressed.
I see his face.
Dude?
Yeah, I think he's a bald bearded man.
He is.
Is he?
I'm pretty sure he is. Yes, he is.
Is he? Yeah, I'm pretty sure I see his face. Is it?
He looks pretty smug.
Is that a clue?
No.
Oh. We'll go with... I don't know. I have no clue what his name is. Pass, Mr. Savitsky.
No, it's Ben Bernanke.
Ben Bernanke, that's him.
Yeah, that sounded really familiar.
Yes.
It does. All right. You're now 2 for 3. On to question number 4. This intergovernmental military alliance pledged to help Ukraine push through military reforms seen as essential to prepare the country for the membership in the Western alliance, a prospect viewed with concern in Russia. What is this alliance?
I am going to go with the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, aka NATO.
NATO is correct. Wow, good on you. All right, question number 4, and I think this is probably a slam dunk for you, and that's question number 5.
What?
On this episode, this is question number 5.
Oh, okay. I was like, what?
On this episode of Raw, Rosie had a match against Lance Cade and Trevor Murdoch. At one point of the match, the wrestling superhero came out wearing a shirt and sunglasses and stubble. Jonathan Coachman remarked that this wrestler now wants to be called by his real name. What is his real name? This wrestler.
The wrestler who came out?
Yes.
So he will... he said Rosie, RIP, was the one fighting.
I don't know. Is he dead?
Yes, he just died.
Oh, yes. Rosie is having a match against Lance Cade and Trevor Murdoch.
Okay. So if it was the Hurricane who came out, his real name is, I believe, Sugar Shane Helms? Or Shane Helms?
No, it's Gregory Helms. Yeah, tripped up.
Yeah. Now I have to pull up the bleep letter.
Yeah. Now you're two for three. Extending your lead from 13 from 2 to now 5.
Wait, so I was 3 for 5, not 2 for 3?
You're 3 for 5.
All right, well, we don't math, but we will close out this show because this is out of control. Come back. Faith in you to bring us back from wherever we've gone. I'll leave it up to you, babe, to fix the mess I've made. I'll take us back to somewhere good, where our love was better. All right, that song you've been hearing was Somewhere Good by Liv Dawson. You can go find her at Liv Dawson Music on the social media. That's Facebook, that's Twitter, that's Instagram. And you can hear more from her on iTunes, Spotify, all those good places. And, of course, Liv Dawson Official on SoundCloud. Links, as always, in the description. All right, Sam, before we wrap up, do you have a recommendation for this week?
Yeah, I'm going to recommend the singer Halsey. She's actually like really good. And I think she's going to be the next, or she already is, the next Ellie Goulding, where you remix any of her music and it's going to be straight fire. She actually just recently was on the Elvis Duran show that I was just watching a YouTube video, and she did a cover of the DJ Khaled song "I'm the One," and it's pretty good.
All right, the new Americana right there.
How about you? You got any recommendations for me?
I do. I am going to recommend, and I recommended this to you earlier, the Instagram account of Thomas Middleditch. Where you can hear songs like that. It's Thomas Middleditch of Silicon Valley fame, but he has probably the most hilarious Instagram of all time. That's Tom Bini, TomBini on Instagram. Go and follow it if you want some chuckles.
Yeah, I'm already chuckling right now from whatever that was.
All right, So, Sam, I've told them how to find Thomas Middleditch. Tell the good people and the robots how to find us.
Yeah, please find us at Coming Clean Pod on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We love your support on Patreon at patreon.com/comingcleanpod. You can always email us at coming.clean.pod@gmail.com. And as always, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcast. And please don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and tell all your friends about this pod. Get the word out there. This is the new AYA. We're the movement.
Yes, except not as significant, but significant enough once again to start MTV's new show, CS the Key. So stay tuned for that. Big announcements coming up. But, as always, thank you to our good friends Radical Something for our theme song, California and California Part 2. Sam, tell the good people what to remember to do.
Screw those noggins on tight and always rep the rad.
Worldwide peace. I'ma lay it down with my boombox, babe. Now turn up the bass, drink it, drink, drink. I'ma lay it down with my boombox, babe. California. Pecorino, sipping vino with Dan Marino, in my Speedo with the Desert Eagle.